This is Tanya Mosley, co-host of Fresh Air. You'll see your favorite actors, directors, and comedians on late-night TV shows or YouTube. But what you get with Fresh Air is a deep dive. Spend some quality time with people like Billie Eilish, Questlove, Ariana Grande, Stephen Colbert, and so many more. We ask questions you won't hear asked anywhere else. Listen to the Fresh Air podcast from NPR and WHYY.
Good morning. I'm Alex Degman in for Adora Namigande, and this is The Rundown. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has issued an emergency fuel waiver for four states, including Illinois, to help alleviate gasoline shortages. Federal regulations require gasoline sold in Chicago to have low read vapor pressure in order to reduce summertime air pollution. But severe storms last month took a major source of low vapor pressure gasoline in the region offline. Brian Urbachevsky with the Respiratory Health Association says the EPA's fuel waiver is bad news for local air quality.
Allowing gasoline to have a higher vapor pressure means it evaporates faster, more goes into the air, and that means there's more ingredients to cook in the hot summer sun to make caustic ozone gas, which people are going to breathe.
The fuel waiver runs through August 20th. The union suing Illinois House Speaker Chris Welch is responding after the speaker's attempt to get the lawsuit thrown out. The Illinois Legislative Staff Association sued in May, alleging the speaker is violating their constitutional rights to collectively bargain. Voters approved the Workers' Rights Amendment in 2022, which guarantees all employees in Illinois the right to organize. Welch's lawyers said private citizens don't have standing to sue in Illinois over constitutional rights, but the union says it's suing Welch under what's called the officer exception, that he's not conducting the proper business of the state. Welch's lawyers said he's immune from civil liability while acting in his official capacity, but the union says that would also extend to other civil cases, like assault and battery. It also wants the court to force Speaker Welch to bargain with them over wages and benefits. Dozens of Chicago teenagers were at the downtown Apple store yesterday to unveil prototypes for phone apps that they designed this summer. 17-year-old Issa Ahmed and her groupmates developed Protect Me. It's an app through which users can report how safe they're feeling at any given moment by sending notifications to their loved ones.
My parents are always worried when we're out walking, and I just hope that Protect Me will ease some of that pressure or stress that children or teens or parents might feel when they're separated and they're out in a potentially unsafe area.
Almost 300 teens like Ahmed took part in the coding program this summer through a partnership between Apple and One Summer Chicago, the city's youth employment program. A small group of Black and Asian American youths met over the summer for a racial healing project. The six-week program culminated yesterday in an art installation that'll be displayed in two Chicago neighborhoods. The Racial Healing Collaborative is a joint program of the Love Institute in Bronzeville and the Coalition for a Better Chinese American Community. Here's 20-year-old Kayla Hines.
It opened my eyes to the similarities and discrimination, that there's other people struggling too.
15-year-old Alina Lang said she felt empowered.
We can make a change if we just use our voice and we're more educated.
The students worked with two Chicago artists to create 5-foot-tall heart sculptures that will go on display in Chinatown and Bronzeville. Here are some other quick things you need to know about today. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker may still be a contender to be Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate. A source tells the Sun-Times that Pritzker met virtually with Harris's vetting team twice this week and started submitting vetting materials last week. He's one of several Democrats the Harris campaign is considering. The Bears open the NFL preseason with a 21-17 win over the Houston Texans in a storm-shortened Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. Both teams sidelined their starters. The Bears' Tyson Bagent quarterbacked one series before turning the game over to Brett Rippon. Rippon finished with 3 touchdowns. A chance of showers and storms today. Expect a high around 80, mostly clear overnight with a low around 70. That's it for now. Coming up later today, Adon Diaz is a 20-year-old singer-songwriter from just outside Chicago. He says he's only attended Lollapalooza once. Last night, he made his debut on stage, and he got a pretty good time slot.
I told the band, just be ready to get there early. And then I saw the slot. I'm like, we literally emailed back. I'm like, is this a mistake?
Adon Diaz talks with Vocalo's Nudia Hernandez. That's coming up today at 1 p.m. I'm Alex Degman. Thanks for listening.